guys of Gary's, Dino.
Yeah.
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Lycus discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine, hot off the phone with DUI attorney Adam Sachs, who says Lamar Odom did everything wrong. Obviously, he took the field test and failed miserably.
That was dumb.
And then refused the chemical test. Now, we clearly know why he did that, because he probably had drugs in his system. He
didn't
want
anybody
to know about.
Automatic suspension.
Right.
So, but here's the thing. If you know you're guilty and it's definitely going to come up, so it's not cool then? Man, am I confused.
Yeah.
Because, listen, let's just say I have opiates in my system.
Hmm.
And I know.
Let's just say, I mean, that's crazy.
Crazy thing.
I mean, could be any more crazy than that.
Just think.
What a scenario.
Just think that Lamar Odom and I, minus the crack, had the exact same things in our system.
Right.
And we know we're doomed.
Right.
I would, after listening to not just Adam Sachs, but other DUI attorneys, not take the field sobriety test.
Correct.
I know that.
Yep.
You give them, you take the Goodfellas technique. You give them nothing, and they got nothing.
Right.
So when they ask you where you're coming from, here's my name, here's my driver's license, here's my proof of insurance, whatever. You give them that shit.
Yeah, right.
That's it. Do you have anything to drink tonight? I'm not answering any more of your questions.
I'd like to speak to my attorney.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm very tired.
You give them nothing, you get nothing.
Right.
But then they go, okay. So then yeah. you avoid that. But then they drag you down to the hospital. I guess you know what? You take your chances. Maybe they'll fuck up on the test somehow. And then you leave it up to the hands of a good attorney.
According to Adam, they fuck up on the field sobriety all the time, but the chemical tests are fairly accurate. And here's a theory that I don't think anybody's thrown out there. Apparently, it took Lamar a couple of exits to pull over. What if he was downing things in the car to get rid of evidence?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would make sense.
You know what I'm saying? And I know you pointed this out this morning on our Facebook page, but what did I tell you about driving under the speed limit?
I hate it when you're fucking right.
Don't ever do it. Ever.
By the way, doing the speed limit or under is a mistake.
It's dumb. It's stupid.
It's dumb. It's stupid.
Everybody
it's dumb.
Knows it.
They know exactly why they're going to pull you over.
Right. And I see Dino's moving truck, literally. Dino's moving truck is outside their place right now.
Everybody thinks I work for a radio company right. In the mornings. I really don't.
Right.
I have a moving company.
Yeah. New survey shows that don't bother wearing that stupid lingerie, women. Dudes actually prefer women in pajamas, according to this survey, over lingerie or completely nude.
You know what? I wonder where the pajama things comes from. I understand totally nude. I wonder if it's just like, you know what? It's just, it's like a lot of pressure on the dudes. It's like they want this whole like mood thing and everything, and they come out in lingerie. And so maybe right. You look at that as like just another pain in the ass.
Yeah. It's like the jeans and the t-shirt version of sleepwear. You know, it's just kind of casual. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really force any issue. It's not a little black dress.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. I'm going to stick to
that. Maybe that's the deal.
I like the nude part.
I know you do. I know you do. Yeah.
Arguing.
Yeah. A South Carolina couple was busted having sex at a Home Depot. These two are women.
Who knows?
I like these two.
Those air-powered tools really get people going.
Emily Craig, 20, and Sean Bowden, 31, in various states of undress in the Home Depot.
Yeah. Listen, this is important. There's not a lot of stuff to do in South Carolina. We know people from South Carolina, big Clemson fans and stuff. It's bored. You're bored as fuck. These people took it to the orange and white, the Home Depot,
yeah.
And they got themselves some college game day going. Everybody's having a good time.
Bowden had removed his shirt, and his pants were down around his knees, his genitals apparently exposed.
Yeah. Well, he was having a great time until they got in trouble, because let me tell you something. By the way, also, Emily Craig was charged with providing false information after she gave cops a fake name. That's a real bad idea.
Yeah. No shit.
It's a real bad idea.
Don't be giving
cows fake names. The one thing you must do, I guess, is tell them who you are. I think that's really it.
I think you have to do that. We might have to get Adam Sachs back on the phone again.
I'm saying I think you're in – now, this proves providing false information is – it's highly suggested that you, give them your name. Because here's proof. False information, that's another charge.
Right.
You don't need to add to that. And by the way, that, to me, implies you're hiding something.
Right. No
so
doubt.
So I guarantee you got to say the name. No, we don't even need sacks on that one. You they got to tell him your name. Right.
He's there, if we, he's there if we need him.
About your name.
That's all I'm saying. It's the fucking Hebrew sure Adam, right man. There. He's like always ready.
He's swinging.
According to Sharon Osborne's Twitter account,